This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Thursday, July 17th, brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Federation. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Nelly. In the wee hours of the morning, the Senate passed about $9 billion in federal spending cuts requested by President Trump. That includes deep reductions to public broadcasting and foreign aid, moving forward on his top priorities despite concerns from several Republican senators. Two, in fact, voted against the measure. The legislation now moves to the House and likely voted on tonight. It would have a tiny impact on the nation's rising debt, but could have major ramifications for the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and U.S. food aid internationally. It also could complicate efforts to pass additional spending bills this year. Democrats and even some Republicans voicing objections to broadly ceding congressional spending power with little idea of how the White House Office of Management and Budget would apply those cuts. Supporters of the foreign aid spending say it's minuscule for the amount of good it does in saving lives and enhancing the standing of the United States around the world. The package approved with a three-vote margin, 51 to 48. Russ Vaught, the Director of Office of Management and Budget, says imminent passage of a new package of spending cuts shows enthusiasm for getting the nation's fiscal situation under control. He also said another rescission package is likely to come soon. President Trump has nominated Dr. Julie Callahan as Chief Agriculture Negotiator in the Office of the United States Trade Representative. American Soybean Association CEO Steve Sinske said Julie Callahan understands the importance of international export markets to the success of U.S. agriculture. U.S. Grains Council President and CEO Ryan LeGrand said the council and I personally have worked with Julie for many years, and I know once approved, she'll have the producers and agribusiness top of mind as she conducts her work with trading partners around the world. National Sorghum Producers Chair Amy France said Julie Callahan is a proven leader with deep experience navigating the complex technical challenges that often stand between American farmers and global markets. Callahan's nomination comes at a critical time for U.S. agriculture. Shifting global trade dynamics and growing interest in crops like sorghum that offer versatility to customers around the world. A new order from the White House will guide all solar and wind energy projects on federal lands and waters to the desk of Interior Secretary Doug Burgum. The secretary must conduct an elevated review of activities ranging from leases to rights of way, construction and operational plans, grants and biological opinions. The enhanced oversight on clean energy projects is aimed at ending preferential treatment for unreliable, subsidy-dependent wind and solar energy, the Interior Department statement said today. Clean energy advocates said the action would hamstring projects that need to be underway quickly to qualify for federal tax credits set to expire under the tax cut and spending bill President Trump signed into law on July 4th. The U.S. Senate Committee on Agriculture, Nutrition, and Forestry holding a hearing to consider the nomination of Richard Fordyce to serve as USDA Undersecretary for Farm Production and Conservation. That hearing is scheduled for next Wednesday at 3 Eastern. Australia close to an agreement with China that would allow suppliers to ship 5 trial canola cargoes, a move towards ending a years-long freeze in the trade. China's the world's largest canola importer, sources nearly all of its import from Canada now. Those supplies could be limited by an anti-dumping probe Beijing is conducting. China imposed 100% tariffs on Canadian canola meal and oil this year amid strained diplomatic ties. Australia is the second largest canola exporter in the globe. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Federation. Don't let farm labor costs eat away at food affordability. Freeze the skyrocketing adverse effect wage rate. Learn more at fb.org/labor. Well, that's all for today's AgriPulse Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nelly.